A guten Erev Shabbos HaGadol. This week is the famous Haftarah of Arva, the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol, which speaks about Gimois HaMashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi coming before Mashiach comes. The Levush writes in Simin Tov Lamed Hilchas Shabbos HaGadol, V'nira li taima demaftirin v'orva b'chol Shabbos HaGadol. The reason to read this when it's Shabbos HaGadol, Mishum dechsiv ba, hini anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu HaNavi v'goymer. Shehu doime libsuras Moshe ha-geula b'Mitzrayim. It's very similar to what the Jewish people went through when Moshe Rabbeinu foretold the geula. So to Eliyahu HaNavi foretells the future geula. V'havi me'ein ha-me'ura b'chol Shabbos HaGadol. And that's really what's going on. That's the current event. Every Shabbos HaGadol. Every Shabbos HaGadol we're holding before the geula. So just like Moshe Rabbeinu was mevaser the geula, so to Eliyahu HaNavi tells us about the geula ha'asida every Shabbos HaGadol. We hear his words. The Haftarah has many interesting points. I just want to mention, of course, I want to mention just a couple of little aris and then speak about one pasuk specifically. First of all, the Haftarah will ask a kasha right now. The Haftarah begins and says, V'orva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei oylam uchashanam kadmoni yois, a very familiar pasuk, and that means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find it pleasant, sweet, just like once upon a time in the earlier Dairis, Chazal have different references what Yimei Oilam, Chashanam Kamani is referring to, Dairis Shal Hevel, Dairis Shal Adam, Dairis Shal Noyach, Dairis Shal Moshe, just like in the good old days, it was sweet and pleasant to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. So too, again, it will become pleasant to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, our Kribanis, even though in the Haftarah of Tzav, which we don't read this week, it speaks about our Kaddish Baruch Hu saying, I never asked you for Kribanis, which means you never asked us for Kribanis, which are brought without heart. But we'll go back and it'll become pleasant again in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arva Lashon V'Harivna. I'd like to ask a question. The Targum writes, V'Arva L'Hashem V'Yiskele Kadom Hashem. It will be revealed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Korbanos. What does the Targum mean to say it will be revealed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's a pshat in this? It will be in this gala. Look in the Targum. Mirt Hashem will come back and answer this in Mirt Hashem at the end of this shir. The Haftarah finishes, another Ha'ar, very important Ha'ar. Haftarah finishes, Hini Anechi Shalech Lechem Eseleu Anavi. We repeat that, it's the second last pasuk, we repeat it again. The Al-Shech HaKadosh says, since the Haftarah is speaking about Yemais HaMashiach, there's two very important points that the Haftarah needs to make at the end. Bayis Rishon was Nechrav because of Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and Chazal sum it up in a famous Gemara in the Darim and in other places and say, that Bayis Rishon was Nechra because of Avoyim Bittul Taira. Shalei Bircho Ba Taira Tchila. If they would have had the right attitude to Taira, they wouldn't have had the problem of a Dazar Gilarai Shrichas Damim. This is a Pasik. This is a Taina by Bayis Rishon, Befeirish. Bayis Sheni, we know, was Nechra because of Sinas Chinam. We want Bayis Shlishi. The Haftarah is speaking about Bayis Shlishi. Zokt, the Alshich, and his Pirish HaMelachi, that's what the end of the Haftarah is doing. First, there's a pasuk right before the end that says, "Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi." Remember, Maimon Har Sinai. It's one of the Sheis Zichronis. Zichru, remember, Maimon Har Sinai. Never forget about the Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi. This means that Chas Shalom, unlike Bayis Rishon, we shouldn't have a rifyon in Torah, whether it's Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh. That's why it says Torah Moshe Avdi, referring to the part of Torah Moshe, Torah Shebalpeh. So that will rectify the chait of Bayis Rishon. And then the pasuk speaks about Hini Anochi Shalech Lachem Eseleu Anavi. Fnei Boi V'Yam Hashem Agadol V'Anoira V'Heishiv Leiv Avois Albon V'Leiv Baram Al Avoisam. And Chazal bring, the Rishonim bring the Mishnah and Idias. The Mishnah Idias says that the job of Eliyahu HaNavi is going to bring Shalom to the world. That's why he's coming. In order, there shouldn't be a problem of Sinas Chinam. We want Bayis Shlishi. We want Mashiach. We need to fix up two things. The problems of Bayis Rishon, that's why he finished with Zichru Tarius Maisha Avdi. We want to take care of Sinas Chinam. So he speaks about Eliyahu HaNavi is going to help us make Shalom. I just want to mention also, Everybody knows we're approaching the special tekufa between Pesach la'atzeres. Everybody remembers the Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara says Tamidi Rabbi Akiva passed away between Pesach and Atzeres beglal shalei nogu kovayt zeh bezeh, and Chazal speak about which Misa was a Misa of choking, breathing issues, and they died between Pesach and Atzeres because they were not noyhe kovayt zeh bezeh. I heard from my Mashkiach when I was a bachur in yeshiva. Noyhe kovayt zeh bezeh doesn't mean they offended each other. It doesn't say anywhere they insulted each other. They didn't give each other extra respect. Like, okay, I'm not bothering the guy. I'm not being offensive to him. I'm not humiliating. I'm not stalking him. No, that wasn't the time. Of course they weren't. We have no question they didn't act like that. They were Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Leinagu kovayt, to go out of the way and be respectful, helpful, to stand up a little bit when the one walks in. There's halacha of a talmud chaver to give a little bit like that navaracha lekenu kind of stand up that you do by benching. There's halacha to do that by a talmud chaver, by your chavrusa who teaches you Torah and you teach him, to have that kind of respect for each other. That was lacking. And Rachmana Litzlan, that brought about a magefa. I don't think anybody heard of this number. Nobody heard of this number. In Metzias, you can't imagine this. 24,000 dying from a magefa. Rachmana Litzlan, we're living through a magefa. The numbers are nowhere near that by Klal Yisrael. 24,000 gedolei ha'uma, tanoim. Because leinagu kovayt zeh bezeh. So this will be fixed up by Eliyahu HaNavi. What does it mean he's going to fix it up? He's going to offer encouragement. He's going to be trying to patch things up. Rachman al-Tzan, if people don't wake up by then, by the time Eliyahu HaNavi comes, so then already we have the problem of who died by Makas Chayshech, Hashem Yishmar. So that's why Eliyahu HaNavi comes before. Maralmi Prague, I'll just mention this also, Maralmi Prague says, why do we open the door by Leil HaSeder, before Shvei Chamasra? So the Maral writes in Gvuras Hashem, to tell our children that we will not accept any fake Mashiachs, only a Mashiach which, who was preceded by Eliyahu HaNavi, lefnei bo yoyim Hashem, Eliyahu HaNavi comes, the Mashiach has to be preceded by Eliyahu HaNavi, and then we know he's a true Mashiach. If Mashiach comes to Eliyahu HaNavi, says the Maral, based on the Gemara, that he's an absolute fake. So that's why he comes before. And what is he going to do? Well, during these days, he's going to try as much as possible to bring us back to Torah, and to Shalom. That's how the Al-Sheikh explains. Now, we'd like to focus in today's shir mainly on an earlier pasuk. Could we have spoken about this before in the shir? I don't remember. Pasuk says that here. Pasuk says that Hashem says, from pasuk Yud Gimel and on, Hashem says, you've spoken very harsh words against me. And we say, yeah, what did we say, Hashem? What did we say that was so harsh? So then in Pasuk Yedalad it says, you said that there's no point in being a frum yid. What do you gain from being a frum yid? What do you gain from living a frum life? Look, Pasuk Tezvav, we do much better off. Look, and we enjoy watching these Rishayim who seem to be successful when they are doing Averis. They seem to be having a fine life. They seem to be very, very well built up and satisfied with their lives. Why do we have to be so frum? Why do we have to walk with busha, kedoiranis? Why do we have to walk with humility in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So then the Pasuk says in Pasuk Kazayin, Oz nidbru yirei Hashem isha re'eyu, means, do me a favor, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talk it over with each other. Be mischazek in yirei Shemayim. Be mischazek in emunah. If you feel this way, you feel challenged by the tzaddik b'ra'aloi rasha v'toiv leitz, okay, but talk about it with your friend. Be mischazik in emuna. Be mischazik in bitochen. Because if you don't talk about emuna and bitochen, you automatically drop. It's always going down, unless if you're mechazik it. If you talk about it, then you'll have a chizuk. Hashem will write you down in a special sefer for that special day when Rishayim will be weeded out. Hashem will save us. And then the main pasuk we want to speak about today in the shir, pasuk Yud Ches, v'shaftem, and then you'll sit down, you'll contemplate, you'll be in have a quiet moment, and you'll pay attention to Reisim, and you will see bein tzadik l'rasha, bein oyved elikim l'asher le'avadi. You'll take and notice a difference between the tzadik and the rasha. You'll see in the future the success of the tzadik, and how the tzaddik is, he's the one who's going to be successful in the future, the Russia, who will not be successful, who's going to be, unfortunately, pushed away. Like the Navi goes on to describe see the rest of the Haftira. Bein oibed alekim, you'll see the difference between he who is worshipping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'asher lo yavadi, from he who doesn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's a very famous Gemara. Part of it is more famous, part of it is less famous. Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omar le Barhehe lehillel. Barhehe, otherwise known as Ben Hehe, said to Hillel, "My dechsev, what's up, Sharon, in the pasuk? V'shaftim u'risa min tzadik l'rasha min oved elokim asher lo yavadai. Hainu tzadik, hainu oved elokim. Hainu rasha, hainu lo yavadai. L'chayr, the pasuk is redundant. You'll see the difference in the future between the tzadik and the rasha, the oved elokim and the one who is not oved elokim. It's the same thing, isn't it? Tzadik, oved elokim, rasha lo yavadai. What's the repetition? Omar le, Hillel told him, Avodai v'lo yavodai tavayu tzadikim gmorninu. Avodai and avodai are subcategories of a tzadik, because they're both tzadikim. Aval eina doime shoyne pirkei mea pa'amim l'shoyne mea v'achas. You can't compare someone who only learns his, whatever he reviews his studying, reviews his Torah that he learned, reviews his daf, reviews his mishnayis, reviews his halacha, who reviewed it 100 times, to someone who does it 101 times. So they're both tzaddikim, 100 times, it's fine. But you can't compare it, he's a loy avadai, compared to the one who did it 101 times. Omer le, so Ben Hei said back to Hillel, Mishum chad zimna, because of one time, karele loy avadai, he's called a loy avadai. And by the way, the Mashal and others point out that there's a very, very sweet gematria over here, in the pasuk, when it says, Oyved elikim la asher, Oyvid Elikim Lasher begins with the letters Ayin, Aleph, and Lamed. That's Gematria 101. Loy Avadai, Rashi Tevis, Lamed, and Ayin is Gematria 100. Anyways, so Vekre Heika, so one time it's called Loy Avadai, Omar Lei. So Hillel told him back, In, yes. Say Lamad, I'll bring you a proof. Mishuk Shel Chamarim. Go to the market where there are Chamarim. Chamarim are donkey drivers. Asara parsi bezuz. If you want to take a ride with them, and they should slap your stuff 10 parsa, which is the normal amount that a person travels a day, they charge a zuz. Asara v'chad parse, if you want to go an 11th, one more parsa, betrays you, the price doubles, goes up to 2 zuz. So what do you see? Person that goes beyond, person that's more than the normal, it's a whole different parsha. And the Mefarshim explained that back in the day, people would chazer everything 100 times because al pi Kabbalah, if you chazer 100 times, you do not forget. It's a mitzias. So everybody did 100 times. Mashah explains a little bit more al pi Kabbalah. I'll give this over. Mashah, and it's very negiah to something that's going on right now, current events, and something that the Rav has been giving many, many shiurim on. The Mashah points out that everybody knows the Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Meir, a person's chayav to say 100 brachas a day. Learn from the pasuk, Mo Hashem Alekecha Shoel Mi'imach." And he doesn't say exactly how to learn it. Rashi and Tosis have a whole discussion how you say 100 in this pasuk. And one of the Mahalchim that the Rishayim say that Rashi says is Ma is Lashon Me'a. But what happened to the Aleph? Says the Marsha, beautiful pshat. He says, "Koyen Levi Yisrael." The Yisrael, he gives Meiser from his Tvua to the Levi. The Levi gives Meiser, Minha Meiser, to the Kohen. Now, if the Yisrael started off with 100 apples, then, or 100 bushels, then the Kohen could get one complete one. 10% of 10%, which is 1%, will end up getting to the Kohen. But if not, the Kohen won't get it. Says the Marsha, that in every person has inside himself Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. I'm not talking about what's outside. Inside, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Nefesh is considered being by the Dam. Ruach is by the Lev. And Neshama is by the Mayach. If a person says 100 brachas with his blood, Damu ha-Nefesh, he says 100 brachas with his goof as he's enjoying life, he expresses 100 expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying thank you to him, then 10 of those get refined and go to the Ruach, and 10% of that, which is one bracha, makes it to the neshama. Isaiah the Marsha, and that's why he says you have to say 100 brachas in order that one should make it to the neshama. I don't understand this. I'm just sharing this with you. And the Marsha says that's why there's an aleph missing from Ma Hashem Alekecha, The Aleph that's missing is the one that went into the Neshama, which can't be seen. Ayin Marsha. Mem Gimel Mabez in Menachas. So look, the Marsha in Chagiga Daf Tasama Beis, I'll pee what I wrote in Menachas. We can understand this. Why people who learn 100 are in a whole different ballpark than those that learn 101. People that learn 100 times Yechazu your Torah, Yechazu your Daf 100 times, says the Marsha, you got it up into your neshama. 100 times, 10% went to the Ruach, and 10% of that went to neshama. You got the Torah into your neshama. Someone who does 101, it goes higher than the neshama. Mishras Elikim Imal, which Torah needs. Marsha. Amazing, amazing. So, we have here a person whose Oyved Elikim means he goes beyond what was normal in those days. Way beyond anybody else. Way, once he knows it by heart. He got it into his neshama. He keeps going. And again, the mashal that Chazal gave, that Hillel gave to Barhehe, was the normal donkey driver is accustomed to going 10 parshas a day. That's the normal hiluch benedi of a person. And here you have, you want him to do more? Whoa, it's not really what I'm used to doing. More? I want much, much more wages. Says the Anaf Yosef on the Ein Yaakov, he brings that so too in Torah, someone who does more than what he's accustomed to doing, he steps out of his comfort zone because he is avas haTorah. Not just because he wants to do what's right. He does it because he loves the Torah. He knows it already. He knows it by heart. It's clear. Right? You have to chazer. Shouldn't forget. So he did 100 times. Now he knows it. There's no chiyuv anymore. He still does it because he has avas haTorah. He's a real Oyved Elikim. Why? Because he's changing his nature. He's going beyond what was accustomed to do, like the wagon driver, like the donkey driver. And he says a beautiful thing. That's why in Pirkei Avos, Ben Hehei, who's the one who learned this from Hillel over here, he's the one that points out Lefum Tzara Agra. This was based on a lesson that he learned himself from Hillel. The Sefer Bermayim Chaim and Parshas Noach, when he speaks about the difference between Shem and Yefes, who l'chayra, both of them covered Noach, and Shem was zeichet to talis shel mitzvah, and Yefes was zeichet to kvura. Why does Yefes not be zeichet to talis shel mitzvah? Says the Bermayim Chaim, a frightening thing. He says, a difference between avodai alekim, l'loy avodai, they're both avodai, they're both being oivet. However, one is doing the Shem Shemayim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one is doing it just because everybody's watching him. The Bermayim Chaim is Masber, and he writes, I just want to see, again, it's Parshas Noach, he's speaking about Shem and Yefes. He says, Gemara says in Nazir, here's Negeh Tekar and Pesach, Amar Rabbi Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Ma'idach Siv, Gemara Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, Ma'idach Siv, Ki Yisharam Darchi Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchul Bam, Upayshim Mikosh Lubam. The same thing of Torah, Tzadikim are going with it, and Paishim, sinners, are stumbling. Says the Gemara, Moshe l'bnei shnei b'nei Adam shetzoluus b'schein. Two people are roasting Karan Pesach. Echad ochel l'shem mitzvah, ve'echad ochel l'shem achila gasa. Zeh she'ochel l'shem mitzvah, nemar boi tzadikim yelchubam, ve'zeh she'ochel l'shem achila gasa, nemar boi paishim yikoshlubam. The one who's in eating the Karan Pesach, l'shem shamayim, he's enjoying the Karan Pesach L'Shem Shamayim, is a tzaddik. The other one who's doing it because he's a fresser, he's a gobbler, he's a zoyl of a soyve, he is Paishim Yukosh Lumbam. So you could have two people doing the same action, says the Baramayim Chaim, and Imamish is Marach. Two people go to shul, two people wearing sittas and tefillin. One's doing it, mi'ava, mi'yira, with the proper kavana, with machshavat tahayra, with simcha. He knows who he's standing in front of. He's so happy to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's his most precious thing in the world. And you have someone else who's doing the same thing just because he's embarrassed. People are watching him and he's thinking about other things and waiting for shul to end already. Why is the chazan taking so long? I want to go home and eat. He comes home, he says he's angry at his wife that the food is not the way he likes it. Mashenkin, the other person, is not busy with that. Two different worlds, even though they both externally look like the same type of Jew. Says the Bermayim Chaim, they're both avodai. This was avodai lelekim. This was not avodai lelekim. He's been working very hard. He's doing Torah and mitzvahs, but he's not doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I thought once There's a pasuk. There's a tefillah that we say in the morning, which comes from Tana de Velio, I think. We say, now everybody has time to say all this, right? Why is the order b'seiser uvegoli? The order should have been begoli uvesaser, meaning that there's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that not only is Yisurv HaKadosh Baruch Hu begoli when everyone's watching, even b'seiser, even when people are watching, Yisurv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does it say b'seiser and then begoli? L'chayrit should have said it the other way around. So I was thinking once as follows, that of course the simplest level is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu when people are watching you. At least when people are watching you, when the Goldsteins are watching you, the Goldbergs are watching you, the McDonald's are watching you, I don't know if they watch you. When they're watching you, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's beautiful. And not only that, you're a special yid, even when no one's watching you, you still go along and do it. But there's a higher madrega. The higher madrega is that when everyone's watching you, you serve Hashem as if nobody is watching you. It's still you and Hashem. That's the chiddush. Not only b'seiser, even b'goli, it's done as if it was b'seiser. And if you think about it, we know that there's a very famous medrash that speaks about v'niskov Hashem levadoi v'yoyim ahu, and the medrash tells it to the pasuk v'yevaser Yaakov levadoi. And there's a famous song on these two pasukim, a couple of them maybe. And what is the connection? Someone who lives his life badad, in quarantine between him and Hashem, he's always, his davening is always between him and Hashem. His avoid is Hashem. He realizes v'niskov Hashem levadoi v'yoyim ahu. Vayivasa Yaakov Levadoi. His Avayas Hashem is only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for anything else. And this type of person is someone who is focused, and he's considered Avadoi Le'Elokim, as opposed to the other person who is Avadoi. He's a fine Jew. Gemara called him a tzaddik still. He can't really tie him. He's doing the right thing. But unfortunately, he's quite far off. I want to add one more nekuda to this. The Tolos Yaakov Yosef at the end of his sefer brings that he heard from his Rebbe the Baal Shem Tov. Another remez in this Gemara. Ein adoyme shayne pirkei mea pa'amim l'shayne pirkei mea pa'amim ve'echad. Ve'echad referring to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Definitely Chasidus. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Meaning, someone who learns 100 times, but he's doing it because people are watching him. He's doing it because he maybe has a little bit, he wants a little guidance from it, how well he's going to know the material. If someone is doing it, he's doing it 100 times, but with the Echad, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he stays focused on. And v'niskev Hashem levadoi, this is a whole different story. This is called Avadoi Le'elokim, says the Baal Shem Tov. This is, he's serving it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara means. And even though the Gemara says, "Ben Hey, ask us of one time," so of course the Pasha Shat still means one time. According to this, Ben Hey was saying, "The Maisa, this guy's a good person. He was serving Kaddish Baruch Hu, so he didn't have the highest Madrega." He says, "Yeah, the highest Madrega is a whole different level. Someone who thinks about a Kaddish Baruch Hu when he's doing it, he's not doing it for other reasons. He's trying to be as pure a heart as possible, which is something which a Kaddish Baruch Hu is giving us this time in our lives to be able to serve him." Just between our families who know exactly who we are, and just for ourselves to see who we really are at this tkufa. So we have an opportunity, Baruch Hashem, to be on the level of Mea Ve'echad. We can be Zeicha right now to be the Avadai Le'elokim. Klai Yisrael right now all together are working on this wonderful Milo of Avadai Le'elokim, which we need to be able to get into the future, like the Haftarah tells us. I wish myself and all of us, that we should have a wonderful Pesach, a Chag Kosher v'Sameach. We should be paying attention to the Navi, get ready for the special day, whenever Hashem decides to give us a day. Maybe it'll be in a while, maybe it'll be very, very soon. Seems to be signs that it might be very, very soon. And we should be Zoicha to this year, Halavai, to eat from the carbon Pesach together in Yushalayim, b'mehera v'yomenu.